Morning. How are you all this morning? Doing okay? Awesome. Church is a little later than usual. We can sleep in a little longer. It's good to have all of you here. Wow. You think we should always start at 9:15? What's the problem, he says. I was thinking of a nice 6:30 in the morning service. He's not going to come, he says. Okay. Well, today Jesus talks about following. Following, what is that? Any idea? What happens when you say, like, follow the leader? I can always trust you, Hunter. It's one of my favorite games. Okay, you guys ready? Let's play. Follow the leader. You ready? Everybody stand up. Let's go play. All righty. Let's play follow the leader. Okay, let's play follow the leader. What's the problem?
He's the leader.
You're right. How can we play follow the leader if we don't have a leader? Well, who should be the leader? The person who asked the question. Okay, so you're the leader. Okay, let's play follow the leader. Ready? What's the problem? The leader forgot to lead. If you're going to lead, what are you supposed to do? Well, one thing you're supposed to do, what else is a leader supposed to do?
Do something.
You're going to be on the next call committee. What should a leader know if they're going to lead? Where to go. Do you know where to go?
No.
Do we need a new leader?
Yeah.
You went right to the back of the line, Emma. You want to lead? Okay, let's all play follow the leader. You're apparently a committee chair. Well, what was the problem with that?
He wasn't leading us anywhere.
We weren't going anywhere. Okay, so now we know that we have to have somebody lead the group. We know that they have to know where they're going, and they also have to do what else? Lead us somewhere, right? So, let's all play follow the leader. Who's going to be the leader? Ryan. Okay, here we go. Let's all play follow the leader. Here we go. Are you going? Well done. So, in order for us to have a leader, what's the other? There's one other thing we have to have. Followers. If Ryan had just taken off and we all stood there, would he be a leader?
No.
Well, he might still be a leader. He would just be lonely. But yes, you've got to have people behind you if you're going to be a leader. And so there was Jesus, and he was leading everyone toward Jerusalem. And somebody said, Lord, I want to follow you. And they said, Jesus said, the foxes have their holes and the birds have their nests and their trees, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Did you want to go there? And then the next person said, Jesus said to him, follow me. And he said, I got to go bury my dad. He didn't want to follow. And then the third one, Jesus said, follow me. And he said, well, okay, but first I need to go back home. I have some things to take care of. Did Jesus just stop and throw up his hands?
No.
He kept going. And pretty soon, more and more people began to follow Jesus. Because he knew where he was going. He was going to Jerusalem. He had a plan. He was going to go there so that he could show God's love. And he had people who followed him. And we called them disciples. So they were following a leader named Jesus who loved them and cared for them and gathered the disciples around him as they went to Jerusalem. Do you know who those disciples are who are following Jesus now? Do you know their names?
No.
Well, not every single person in the entire world. That would be fabulous. But I was thinking about disciples named Hunter and Scarlet and all of you, every one of you, Emma, and every one of you are those disciples following Jesus today. And so thank you, because you know, you helped us understand today that we can follow, we can pretend to play follow the leader, but if we don't have a leader like Jesus who knows where he's going and where he's leading us and working with love, then it's not worth following. But being Jesus' disciple, that's worth it. So thank you all. And who was my final leader? Ryan, good job. All of you did a great job. Thank you. You can go back to your places.